It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner today, brought to you by Sonny's Family Diner. Start your day on the sunny side at Sonny's Family Diner in Brighton. In addition to their huge menu, every morning from 7 till 8, you get two eggs, potatoes, choice of meat, toast, and coffee. Just $10. Visit Sonny's Family Diner, 2171 West Henrietta Road in Brighton. Sarah, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, we are continuing our theme week on the very exciting topic of World Heritage Sites.
Yes, we are.
So yesterday we talked about the very first UNESCO World Heritage Site that was named, and that was the Galapagos Islands.
Sure was.
So today I thought we'd talk about the first World Heritage Site here in America.
All right.
And that was Yellowstone National Park.
There it is. All right.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Yellowstone National Park is located largely in the northwest corner of Wyoming and extends into Montana and Idaho. It was established by the 42nd U.S. Congress with the Yellowstone National Park Protection Act and signed into law by President Ulysses S. Grant on March 1st of 1872.
All right.
Yellowstone was the first national park in the U.S. and is also widely held to be the first national park in the world.
Oh, okay.
Yellowstone National Park spans an area of close to 3,500 square miles, comprising lakes, canyons, rivers, and mountain ranges. The park is known for its wildlife and its many geothermal features, especially the Old Faithful Geyser, which is one of its most popular of all the geysers. Old Faithful is the most popular.
It is Major League Geyser.
Yes. Yellowstone is home to more than half of the world's supply of geothermal features.
Wow.
And approximately 60% of the world's geysers.
It's right there.
It's right there in Yellowstone.
Nobody's going to catch up to that with geysers.
No. The park has an estimated 1,283 geysers spread across 9 basins.
Wow. And the only one we ever talk about
is Old Faithful.
Is Old Faithful. What about these poor other geysers?
The other ones just, they're in the shadow of Old Faithful.
Very sad.
Yeah, yeah. Yellowstone experiences thousands of small earthquakes every year. A typical year sees between 1,000 and 3,000 earthquakes hit Yellowstone National Park. However, the vast majority of these are so gentle that they go completely unnoticed by human visitors.
Hardly worth mentioning.
Yeah.
But we did.
We did. Hundreds of species of mammals, birds, fish, reptiles, and amphibians have been documented in the park, including several that are either endangered or threatened.
Oh.
Yellowstone is home to the largest concentration of mammals in the lower 48 states.
Is that right?
The 67 species of mammals in the park include the Rocky Mountain wolf, coyote, lynx, cougars, and black and grizzly bears.
Cougars, you say.
Yellowstone is home to America's oldest and largest natural herd of bison.
Oh.
All natural bison.
Delicious.
Their population had increased from less than 50 in the park in 1902 to 4,000 by 2003.
Slow down.
The Yellowstone Park bison herd reached a peak in 2005 with 4,900 animals.
It's almost too many.
Never too many.
You're right.
Not in a national park.
No. Roaming through your backyard, yes.
Yes. Population figures for elk in the park are more than 30,000, the largest population of any large mammal species in Yellowstone.
Okay. All right.
Yellowstone ranks among the most popular national parks in the United States. Since the mid-1960s, at least 2 million tourists have visited the park almost every year. Average annual visitation increased to 3.5 million during the 10 years from 2007 to 2016, with a record of 4.25 million visitors in 2016.
What were they doing differently then that drew people in?
I don't know. It's a great question. I don't know.
Okay.
Now, Yellowstone is the subject of a legal anomaly in a constitutional loophole called the Zone of Death.
Zone of Death?
Yes.
Something to do with the bisons?
No, nothing to do with animals. So all of Yellowstone National Park territory falls under the legal jurisdiction of the United States District Court for the District of Wyoming, even though the park extends slightly beyond Wyoming's boundaries into Idaho and Montana.
Okay, yeah.
So this makes Wyoming's the only district court to oversee land in more than one state.
Oh.
Trials in the district court are normally held at the federal courthouse in Cheyenne, Wyoming. However, the Sixth Amendment of the Constitution stipulates that jurors in federal criminal trials must live in both the federal judicial district and the state where a crime was thought to be committed. Now, because of this, charges for a crime alleged to have been committed in the 50-square-mile area of the park in Idaho would have to be tried before a jury consisting entirely of residents of that area, that 50 square miles in Idaho.
Sure.
However, the Idaho portion of the park is uninhabited.
Oh, so you have no peers.
Yeah, so the jury of residents of both the state and the district could not be assembled.
Oh, my goodness
me. Right, no jury, no trial, right?
No guilt.
As the Constitution guarantees the right to a jury trial, a defendant facing any felony or misdemeanor charge being unable to receive a constitutional trial could not be legally punished, regardless of guilt or innocence, avoiding conviction for any major crime up to and including murder.
Murder.
Yes. Wow. Now, no known felonies have been committed in the zone of death since the discovery of this loophole.
Well, you're just telling us about it now. You give us a chance, Sarah. We got to lure somebody up to Idaho,
That 50 square miles.
I'm gonna get myself...
I mean, good luck if that actually stood up in court anywhere, but it's an interesting loophole.
You could find an attorney that would defend that. What if they did and you got off? Not you, but they got off.
That would be crazy, right?
Yeah. I'd find myself a roadmap to get over there.
Get up
the
to
gas station.
That small portion in Idaho, yeah.
You got to make sure you're in just the right area.
Yeah.
It's a gamble. You picked out a record to go along with Yellowstone National Park, did you?
Yeah, so I thought we would play a song in honor of one of the many mammals that live in the park. We're going to play Grizzly Bear by the Youngbloods.
Let's do it. Sarah, thanks so much. It's Grizzly Bear by the Youngbloods. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that song on Legends?
Because grizzly bears are just one of the many mammals that live in Yellowstone National Park, and that's what we are talking about today as part of our theme week on World Heritage Sites.
Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready, go.
All right, Yellowstone was the first national park in the U.S.
Yellowstone is home to more than half of the world's supply of geothermal features.
And America's oldest and largest natural herd of bison is found in Yellowstone National Park.
There they are. They'll come for you. Come for you while you're looking at the geysers.
I feel like every year, every summer, I guess, there's videos of tourists getting seriously injured because they get too close to these animals.
The animals, the guys. I mean, it really is a war zone out there. But watch yourself when you visit the park. I mean, so those geysers, they're hot, right?
Yeah,
they're hot, really hot.
Steaming.
Steaming hot. Mm-hmm. You get yourself some burns, get gored by a bison. You just never know.
You never know.
But you could commit a murder out there.
But only in that one 50 square miles of Idaho.
Yeah, you want to take your GPS, make sure you're in the right spot. Folks who want to learn more about Yellowstone National Park, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog if you go to legends1027.com. On the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It is all there, like you say. Wonderful, Sarah. Thank you so much. Loving your theme week on World Heritage Sites. Episode 3 tomorrow, 4:10.
That's right.
We'll see you back here for that. We got traffic. We've got weather. We've got more music. What don't we have? It's all coming up on Legends 1027.